A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM. It's time for your 1 hour of music from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest. We're going to have a ball this week. Today on Sunday, the 10th of September, 2017.
Hello, this is Dao Bob from the Netherlands.
Hey guys, this is Joe and Jake from the UK.
Hi everyone, this is Annie Nissen from Denmark. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Gillta breiða blindaður af ást falskir kunningjar snerust mig einan fékk mér kavíar núna allt seina því ég stíminn innsta dag Þannig hver mitt líf með glans En ég yðra samt alla dreymis Yðrast
I'm
From the album Paul Oscar and Sinfo, that is Paul Oscar with his Eurovision song for Iceland in 1997, Mihinsti Dance. From Icelandic into English, that means my final dance. Yes. So that is from, as I say, Paul Oscar's album called Paul Oscar and Sinfo that was released in 2015, I believe. I found it right there, yes. And it's a really good album. You can download it on iTunes for £10.99 if you're interested. And it's a very fantastic album. I do love a bit of Paul Oscar. And I do wish I could, perhaps it comes to Eurovision again one day. Maybe next year. You never know. Well, Paul Oscar is a pretty well-known Icelandic pop singer, songwriter and disc jockey. He had a musical childhood, singing in private functions with choirs and for media advertisements, but was affected by bullying and tension between his parents at home, and he came out as gay to his family at the age of 16 years old. Paul Oscar's musical range spans traditional Icelandic songs, ballads, love songs, disco, house and techno, and he released his first album called Stjórn, meaning groove, in 1993, while in New York City. He also sang with the Icelandic group called The Millionaires. I'm not going to try and pronounce the Icelandic version of The Millionaires. And Casino, while establishing a career as a solo artiste. And his album of ballads, Palli, was a best-selling Icelandic album in 1995, and Paul Oscar came to international attention when he performed Mihinsti Dance, my final dance, in the Icelandic's Eurovision entry at the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest. And he didn't do particularly great at the 97 contest, sadly. And it's a real shame because it was a very modern song for its time, I must admit. I really must admit. And sadly, poor old Iceland didn't do too well in the results, as I say. They came 20th with only 18 points. But the majority of those points came from televoting countries, because televoting in 1997 was being trialled, and five countries were televoting that year. The United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Austria and Switzerland to try out, and it really worked. So obviously they rolled it out properly in 1998. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Tuttiot. So thank you very much for joining me. If you'd like to contact us, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can contact us via Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also you can like our Facebook page and send us a message on there and comment on our various posts. And our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. Quite easily find us there. Now, also, you can find links on Facebook and Twitter to our podcast website, which is called tutsexperience.podbean.com. You can subscribe on Podbean to all of our previous shows, which go all the way back until 2015. So, there's a plethora of songs for you to listen to. Well, actually, 2014, to be fair. So that's that. Right, our next song comes from Spain, and we're going to the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest, and this woman is just stunningly glamorous and one hell of a pair of lungs she has. It's Pamela San Basilio, and the song is called La Fiesta Terminó, Spain, 1985.
¿Qué haces por aquí? La fiesta terminó. Dime a qué estás jugando. Amor, lo que pasó, pasó. Dijimos se acabó. ¿Qué andas buscando? Amor, no quiero hacerte mal. Mejor
insistas más, no hay magia ya en tus manos. Amor, perdón por lo de amor, no sale sin querer, tal vez porque te amaba y ahora no. La fiesta terminó, ya no hay más que niebla entre tú y yo. ¿Para qué echar más leña a arder si el fuego se ha apagado ya? Guardas andas, amor, perdón por lo de amor, me sales sin querer, tal vez porque te amaba y ahora no. La fiesta terminó, ya no hay más que niebla entre tú y yo.
Future when I'm looking in your eyes, and I can sense security just by you being in my life. I hear a voice inside my head say you're an angel in disguise. Without you I feel hopeless, without you I'm deprived. I wish I could describe it, all the love I feel inside. Maybe I could find the words that would make you realize. My life seems near perfect when I got you in my arms. That's when I feel wholesome, that's when I'm with you. And if my world stops turning in the morning, and if God should take this all away, if it all should stop without a warning, then I would still stand tall. Behind it all, you're the one who's made a winner out of me. All day I long to touch you, and it comes as a surprise. There is pairs so long apart, even more than I survived. Now if I'm speaking frankly, there's only one thing I can say, is that I'm falling for you, baby, falling further every day. And if my world stops turning in the morning, and if God should take this all away, if it all should stop without a warning, then I would still stand tall. Get behind it all, you make me aware.
Chris Doran, If My World Stops Turning. That's the Irish Eurovision entry to the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest. And, yeah, that was that. I don't know what else to say. It came second last in 2004, in 22nd place, joint 22nd place with the Belgian entry there, which was the odds-on favourite to win, Zandi, with one life. So, but anyway, the Irish entry came 22nd with only 7 points, and those 7 points came from the United Kingdom. Yes, the UK saved Ireland from nil points the year before. The UK got nil points, and Ireland didn't save us. Rude. But apparently, this is rumour, but I'm pretty sure that it was confirmed some years ago. But in 2003, Ireland had to use its jury votes after some type of incident took place. But then if the televotes were calculated, it would have meant that the UK would have ended up getting points in 2003. Don't know if that's true or not, but we'll have to wait and see. See if I can do some digging and I'll let you know. Right, we're going to listen to a couple of songs now which are from the UK National Finals, which we, I'm sure, at least you indeed, unless you haven't been trawling, you know, your CD collections, etc. Songs from the UK National Finals. So I'm going to play one from the 1980 Song for Europe. Now, we've played Maggie Moon not long ago. She came joint first with Prima Donna Love Enough for Two, but in the pick of it all, basically it was a right old pickle because both Maggie Moon and Prima Donna both got the same amount of points at the end of the day, and Terry Wogan had to go around all of the national juries all over the show to go and find out to find out what happened and who was eventually going to go to The Hague to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest. And the song I'm going to show you now eventually came 7th with 94 points, and it was from a group called Duke and the Aces, and this is called Love is Life, and this is their live rendition from A Song for Europe in 1980. And in the group Duke and the Aces featured BBC's Strictly Come Dancing judge Bruno Tognoli.
To grow once a long time ago, hate never stood a chance, 'cause everybody wanted romance.
Kiss,
tasted so sweet,
love
everyone that you meet,
hope
never let it die. There's one good reason, let me tell you why. Go wrong,
boy.
Taking so many lives. What about all the ones that survive? They
love,
they never give in.
Peace.
Someday we'll win.
Hope,
never let it die. There's one good reason. Let me tell you why.
Love is alive. Love is alive.
Joanne May there with You Stayed Away Too Long. Apologies for the little bit of screeching from the CD, I'm afraid. it's quite an old CD I've got. But that was from the UK National Final in 1997 and came third behind the eventual winners, Katuna and the Waves with Love Shine a Light. Well, there you go. And Kerry featuring Do Re Mi with Yodel and the Canyon of Love. You know, I remember that national final like it was yesterday, and I know it was only 11, but I remember because the national final was on the national lottery that day, and it was hosted by Dale Winton. And I loved Dale Winton at the time, you know, because he always just managed to make me laugh. He really did. And I'm watching Supermarket Sweep, you know, when I'm sick, you know, at home, and having a laugh at that. I would beg my mum and dad to try and record a Supermarket Sweep back in the day. Awful. So embarrassing. Sorry, guys and gals. Right, it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Well, this is a part of the show where my husband, Rob, will get two hats, and he has a hat full of countries, a hat full of years. We then glue them together, we get one out of each, and then we create a random song to play on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So if you are a new listener, welcome to the show. Now, this is how it goes. Rob's picked a country, and it is Monaco. And Rob has picked out 2008. Well, sadly, they weren't there in 2008. So we've gone for another year, and it is 1974. Yes, Now, Monaco at the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest in the Brighton Dome was represented by a gentleman called Rom Rude. And the song is called C'est le que reste et c'est le que on va. And I hope I pronounced that right. It means the one who remains and the one who goes away. Now, this came forth, as I say, for Monaco at the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest with only 14 points. So here we go. Monaco, 1974, their Eurovision entry, and this week's Rob's Random Request.
À la fin d'un amour, celui qui reste est le perdant. Celui qui part sait déjà que quelqu'un l'attend. À la fin d'un amour, à l'instant du dernier regard, il y a toujours, toujours sur terre quelque part. Je ne l'ai pas. Bien sûr que je comprends, bien sûr que je ne t'en veux pas. Mais déjà nous voilà devenus toi et moi.
The big finish there from Monaco 1974 and Romelude with C'est le que reste, c'est le que on va. Oh dear, what a mess. Let's move swiftly on. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tussier, today on Sunday the 10th of September 2017. Following advice from medics, Eurovision 2017 winner for Portugal, Salvador Sobral, cancelled three of his concerts last week, announcing the news on his Facebook page. These concerts are to take place on the 31st of August, on the 1st and 2nd of September, and at the time of the announcement, he stated that new dates of these concerts would be announced soon. But unfortunately, on Monday evening, the singer then announced that he would be taking a break from his musical career. A farewell concert took place on Friday the 8th of September, in which the entrance is free of charge, and this will take place in the gardens of the Estoril Casino in Portugal. So our thoughts are with Salvador Sobral. I hope you get better sooner rather than later, and we hope to see you in Lisbon next year in the Mayo Arena. Now in Iceland, Sotsverkefnin, their national final selection show has opened up for submissions. There's triple prize money on the line for the winner to take for their performance in the Eurovision in Lisbon, which is pretty incredible, to be honest. So Iceland are certainly pushing through their chances of trying to get to the grand final of the Eurovision next year. Sergei Lazarev, who represented Russia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, coming third, has announced brand new tour dates in Russia. If you want to find out more about that, head over to eurovoir.com. Now, also in Switzerland, the broadcaster SRF opened their submissions on the 1st of September, and they say it's their duty to qualify for the final, says Reto Prites, the head of the Swiss delegation at the Eurovision Song Contest. And in Spain, the Spanish broadcaster says Operación Tufano has not been ruled out as their Eurovision selection show. Now, many Eurovision fans know what Operación Trufo means, but basically it's a big, huge Pop Idol, X Factor type of show, and it's delivered some fantastic results for Spain. Well, they came, 8th? 7th? 2002 with Rosa, with Europe's Living a Celebration. And then Ramon came 10th in 2004, and Beth in 2003, of course, yeah, not forgetting as well, she came 8th as well. So Spain always managed to get in the top 10s. They just needed a little bit more of a push, I think. So maybe Operación Trufano, I hope that's how you pronounce it, will give Spain some decent results at last. Well, if they sent Morella this year, they would have got a decent result. I'm not saying anymore. Anyways, right, that is your Eurovision Showcase news here on Forest FM. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and I hope you're enjoying the show.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest? There'll be lots of music, artist interviews, and regular features, including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Christian Kostov from Bulgaria. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Beautiful Mess. Enjoy.
Even in the light of fire,
hello guys, this is Imri from Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, I Feel Alive. Enjoy.
Breaking me to pieces.
Hi everyone, this is Jacques Holdik from Croatia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is the song, My Friend. Enjoy.
Quella no.
Amaury Vassili with Song Nu, sung in Corsican, representing France at the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest. It was the betting odds favourite going into the 2011 contest. Everybody was thinking, right, it's Paris 2012. People were getting very excited, and sadly it didn't work out for France. They ended up coming 17th, but they got 12 points from Greece that year, which is a little bit of recognition, and I think from Belgium too, if I remember rightly. It was such a fantastic song. Sadly, Amaury didn't sing it particularly well on the night. He ended up going singing it at a lower tone. I'm not a musical type of person, guys, as you can believe. I'll just do a radio show. But it didn't work. He sang it very low, and it didn't have the same pizzazz as the version we've just heard in the studio version. So, a real shame. But the song, still a Eurovision classic, in my eyes at least, anyway. Right, we're going to head over to the southeastern Mediterranean, and we're going to go to a country that borders Serbia, Bosnia, and Albania. Yes, we're going to Montenegro, and I think the border Macedonia, if I remember too. I know my geography. Well, you would think, wouldn't you? Well, Macedonia were represented at the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest by an amazing vocalist called Knez. Yes. He looks a bit sneaky. He looks like I don't know what I'm saying here. But he had a fantastic song in the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest for Montenegro. And it's still currently the best result Montenegro have ever had at the Eurovision Song Contest, coming 13th. Still all right in the grand final. Yes, indeed. And he had a fantastic song called Andio. Enjoy. What a great song there from Knez, Andy O, Montenegro, 2015. Well, it's now time for this. Well, yes, it's time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, this is a part of the show where we play a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, from the stage, live behind the mic. Now, we're continuing our series of playing songs which are completely underrated. Now, this song came joint last with Iceland in the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest, and this is the Norwegian entry from Halldor Jørgensen with Out On My Own. Now, it was a very theatrical performance, and Halldor is very theatrical in his looks, and my goodness me, it looks like he had Botox the night before. But the guy has an incredible pair of lungs, and Sir Terry Wogan, the late great Sir Terry Wogan, obviously really did enjoy this song, and thinks it was shocked that it only got 3 points, and those 3 points came from Portugal, thank God. And Iceland that year, too tricky with Angel. Then he got 1 point from Norway and 2 points from Denmark. So thank God for them not getting nil point, because they didn't deserve it either. So we're going to hear the Norwegian entry from 2001. Halldor Jørgensen, Out On My Own. And introduced by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
I'm watching it on a television like the rest of you. Ah, this is interesting. This is the Arbejderverket, which was built in 1990 and expanded in 2001. The most efficient cogeneration plant. Education, information, and entertainment, the Eurovision. It will introduce the Norwegian entry, and I think this is the best song so far. It's got a lot to beat. The song is On My Own by Ole Henrik Antonsen, Tom Steiner Hansen, Ole Jørgen Olser. It'll be sung by Halldor Jørgensen. Sound like they should be wearing horned helmets, carrying double-bladed axes and shouting, "Always pillage before you burn." Norway are singing from fourth, from which position no one has ever won the Eurovision Song Contest.
In 10 days to pass, some longer than it ever really was. How could I? Realized as time went by, I had to try. The world outside was mine. You let me go, so I lived and tried to find my way to paradise. The winding road that led me there was.
Oh,
Big finish from the boy. Halldor will get a few votes. He lives here in Denmark, singing for Norway. That has a real chance, I think.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
There we are, that's Kurtka, representing Finland at the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest in Luxembourg with the song Hegalan, which in Finnish, from it to English, means love games. Which is funny, the UK entry in 1984 was from Bell and the Devotions, and they sang the song called Love Games, so that's quite funny. Right, okay, it's now time to head to a concert from Slovenia in 2011, and the concert was from Nuša Derenda. Now, Nuša Derenda represented Slovenia at the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Energy. Now, she covered the UK Eurovision winner from 1997. Yes, Katrina and the Waves, Love, Shine a Light, and here it is.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine the light in every corner of our heart. Love, shine the light in every corner of my dream. Let the love stream. Let our love shine the light
That's Nuteki with Take My Heart. That was from the Belarusian Eurovision National Final for 2017, coming second, actually. Yes. So that is the Eurovision Showcase for another week. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on Forest FM 92.3. Now you can follow us on Twitter. It'd be lovely to make sure and know that you're there by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Send us a message, get your requests in as well. It'd be lovely to hear from you. So take care of yourselves, enjoy the week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day. Toodaloo.